Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
What's up, gang? How are y'all doing? It is official, like Scott Tissue. Oh my goodness, we are here to start another week in October. Whew. Can I just catch my breath for a moment? I've been in the what the fuck moment for a minute right now. So right now I feel like, what the? That's how I feel right now. So I need to give me a moment. All right. First things first, we got to bring the two most trifling people I know. Black reporter from South Louisiana, and we have trifling Miss Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What it do, y'all trifling folks, y'all?
Why did you do that to us?
Do what? Y'all both signed on at the same time, and y'all both had your hand up. I couldn't help it. I told you I'm in the what's the moment. Did you just not hear me say that, Black Reporter? Look, you already started.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you not just hear me say that?
I got a question for you, though. Those of you who are your Facebook friends got a very interesting scenario from you. You want to explain that one?
There's nothing to explain. All right, folks. I've been in the what the fuck moment all day long. I mean, I woke up like, what the fuck? Okay? I went to sleep like, oh, woke up like, what the fuck? It was just been that way all day long. I went food shopping. I went to go pick up three things, spaghetti sauce, ground beef, and spaghetti noodles. And I came back with over $100 worth of food. I was like, what the fuck? I come back, I'm sitting down, trying to get my breakfast on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Eating. Then I realize I have to do laundry. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I come back, and as soon as I walk through the door, the phone rings. I'm like, what the fuck? So I was chatting on a computer, you know, Facebook. Somebody hit me up. Hey, what's going on? And then they was like, you know, here go my. They was like, can I? Then I was like, yeah, sure. Here go my number. They was like, all right, cool. Here go my number. And then he said something else, and then I responded, and then he responded back to me real late. I'm like, oh, okay, first of all. Then, when he responded back, I don't know, when I first read it, I felt some type of way. He said, I got you, here's my number, you know, blah, blah. I was like, okay, cool, you know, we keyed for a moment. Then about, I guess it was like 30 minutes or 20 minutes after I left my last comment, but I got this like 6 hours after I left it. And then he said, okay, I'll probably give a call tonight if I'm stressed and or bored. Now, I copied and pasted it on my Facebook, like, because I felt like, some type of, now, I did
that,
it for this reason. Now, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go ahead, you know, whatever. But I did it for this reason. When I first read it, I felt some type of way. Like, what? Like, you know, when you first see it, it throws you off forward. Like, what? You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, hold on. I'm asking for people's honest opinion. You exchange phone numbers, and the other person tells you, I'll probably give you a call tonight if I'm stressed and or bored. Should you feel some type of way? That was the question I had. And, you know, so far, people was hitting up. The friend was like, hell yeah. Sound like an insult. Like, I dare you to only call me. You know, and I felt that way, too. Like, what the girl? Because I'm like, if you would have said something, if somebody would have said something like that to you in person, like, you know, saying passing, y'all about to leave, or you just seen your old friend, hey, y'all exchange numbers, and you turn around, it's about to walk away. Oh, yeah, I call you. You know, he says, nonchalant, you have to stop for a moment and turn back around. And I'm like, I would have jokingly said something. You know, he might have would have, oh, no. And then, you know, he probably would explain himself. But, you know, just I would just have to let him know, like, you know, fuck you, nigga. What the fuck, you know? See, so it's just what the fuck that
is. You know what? I started to respond to you with what the fuck, but I said, that's the reason why I just simply said, I don't know.
Right. And I was just, I don't know, I just feel it. What the, you know, if I was from the island, what the blood clot? What? Why go on with this mother right here? I don't know. Maybe I was just me. But I've got to put that aside right now. We got to put that aside. We got to get amped. We got to get live. We got to get in the business. Because tonight, we have an official like Scott Tissue interview going down tonight in about a couple of minutes. Who's clicking? Is that my phone clicking? Right. Somebody.
That could be your interview.
No, that's not my interview. Anywho, all right, so here you go. I interview internationally known on the microphone. I think he was my first official indie artist guest back in 2007. Yikes, right? But we back at it. He's coming back to let us know what's really goody. The one, the only, S the Mogul, used to be known as S Large, but now he's S the Mogul, all right? We've had over 15 mixtapes. He's known in places such as Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom. He's even played in rotation in Kuwait. So, you know, y'all may act like y'all don't know who he is, but if y'all see him, you're like, oh, him?
Okay.
He's just that down-to-earth, just that cool, that, you know, he could be standing right in front of you. You'd be like, oh, him? Like, you don't know his name, but you're like, that dude, yeah, I see him, man. But, you know, he's around. So he came through last time. We had a bowl. We had a hoop. He brought his team, like all of them called in, Royalty Entertainment. So it was official, like Tissue. So he's about to come up. He's about to bless our airways, let us know what's goody with him, what's going on with this international fame. Let us know what's going on in the U.S. of A. Okay, he's a Bronx native, if y'all don't know. He represents the Bronx. Well, my area. Okay, I'm not in the Bronx, but yeah. very talented, man. I asked for an intro 3 years ago. Never got it. But that's something we're going to have to ask him about today. Like, what? I know, folks. But let me give y'all a little sample of what he do. And then we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up with S. the Mogul. Check out his website, iamamogul.blogspot.com. He got free downloads. He got all that. He got talent. So, you know, check this out. This is S the Moguls with 2 minutes.
Big man 5X swag when you want it. Big man 5X swag when you want it. Money in the pockets, well, it's just a few hundred. This shit don't sound like this when you rap, don't it?
squad hood shit. Where I'm at and get it in. Rap it come easy, let me do a verse without no pen. Off the head sometimes a notepad with a grin. Smiling at you ain't too on the go fag, do you man? I like them bitches so much that I gotta show them gratitude. Even the smock my ones who show a little attitude. Grab them up, choke them out, maybe give a smack or two. No domestic violence, they just wanna tap or two. Big dick, big man, I guess I'm blessed. G-O-D and let's have a toaster. All my fucking enemies, where you at, where you been? Have you caught my buzz flow? Probably heard your neighbors have it coming out they front door. I get them sick, probably got that vomit face. Call Earl, shot a couple videos. And I'm fucking yo girl, I rap better than you. That's why she's such a fan now. Questioning your manhood, she said you're not a man now. How you gonna hold your head when she gonna say that jack? Fucking on your new bae, and she gonna play my track. When you call, my ringtone is playing on her player that got you so fucking tight, you could be a virgin. Cash rules everything around me, cream found blue shit. And I cop the new J's fitted with some blue shit. I don't like to talk when it's game time, we do shit. And I know more niggas in the street names on 2-5. Do this, step your game, no dance show, I'm getting fame. When I quarterback, I'm in the field with the super name. This is out your range, so roll, we're going switch your lane. Niggas can't fuck with me, Eskimo is the name. Easy. Huh. I am a mogul, nigga.
What you think, Black Reporter?
Smooth.
Smooth. One style. What you think, Lady C?
Nice.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to say, I try for the lady. a few minutes to respond now. All right. You know, that's coming from the older crowd, so I can just imagine what the younger crowd thinks. But anyway, Estimogul, Bronx native, internationally known. He's on Reverb. He's on Twitter. He does music videos. He got a team behind him. We're about to find out more about Estimogul. Right here tonight on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. He should be calling up in the next couple of minutes. What you just heard was 2 minutes, which I believe was a freestyle. He just had a crazy beat, you know, freestyle it, you know. All right, print and copy, you know. So that's what it do, you know. I don't know if we're going to have a freestyle tonight, but we're going to get all up in his business and we're going to get raunchy with it. We're going to have to... You gonna have to break them in. I was new last time. This time I'm prepared.
Got all your.
I was new to the game last time. This time I'm asking about some ran ramp and water hoses and all that.
Ooh. Damn, girl.
Huh?
I said, damn, girl.
That's how we do. That's how we do. I think my phone is tapped. But that's another story. I invite you to call up, you know, join us on the lines, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Also, I'd like to quickly remind y'all that the Quickie Exposed with Candy Crush is tonight, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Our quick topic, gag to perfection. What, LaCrosse? Call into the number 858-769-4738. You can press 1 to talk. Put the link and everything up into the chat room. And you know what? Join me there too, because you know me, Candy, and all our friends, we be acting amok. So
I remember last
threw that up in the chat room right there.
Was wild. Last week was beyond wild.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. If y'all missed last week's show, the Quickie Exposé or any other shows, because we on 5 days a week, y'all can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Candy Crush. That's KandiKrush. We're gonna be gagging to perfection tonight. After dark, right here on Blog Talk Radio, if they let us. All right. You know what? I'm not even going to comment on it. Like I said, the chat room is a lot open. We're waiting for our caller to call in and press that 1 and let us know what's goody. 347-989-0767 is the number. If you want to talk, just go ahead and press that 1 so I know that you like to talk. I see somebody in the 803. What's that, South Carolina?
Yeah, South Carolina. That's a new listener. That's a new listener who just wants to listen.
Shout out to South Carolina.
So, uh-huh. Yeah, it's a new listener who just wants to listen.
Okay. His music is good. I mean, the internet is a I don't know if I have fans internationally known, but for Fantasy Radio Live and the Afternoon Quickie and the Quickie Exposed is all global. So I don't know if I have fans, like, you know, I mean, on my Facebook it says so, but I don't know if they listen to my shows. They just like my
You had people from other countries hit you up on your Facebook?
Yeah. Okay. All the time.
Okay. But you've never had them hit you up on the radio shows.
No, I've had people hit me up on the radio shows. I've had a gentleman from, if I'm not mistaken, he was from Germany. We had a young lady from France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've had people internationally. No, I had somebody from Thailand as well. Yeah. And
okay.
I've had people call me, you know, on that other line, wink, from, like, Australia and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dude call my house internationally. He's like, I'm in Jamaica. I was like, what?
Jamaica.
That happened to me twice. One dude was like, where he was at? He was in some place in Africa. I don't know. He stayed right where you at, sir. No, you don't need one from me. I'll email you a crayon and some cardboard. Oh my goodness. My guest tonight, Esther Mogul, has fans based all over the world, including, once again, Japan, the United Kingdom, Brazil, Mexico, Germany, and most recently, Kuwait. So the internet is a powerful thing. I don't know. I mean, you know, just like the commercial artist is doing it, you know, he's doing it too. So Esther Mogul will be calling up in a few minutes, and we're going to get all up in his business. We're going to ask him everything. Black Reporter, think of some questions to ask him. No, not you. Lady C, think of some questions to ask him. Black Reporter, I don't know how to ask.
You know,
certain stuff just
you
don't sound right coming from another man. Huh?
You go pay for that one.
I'm just saying, some things just don't sound right coming from another man, you know?
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
You know.
All right, I can deal.
If you wanted to ask him, son, boxes are brief. You're like, what?
Yeah, that wouldn't sound right. You're right.
Exactly, see?
You can't ask him, do he go commando?
Huh?
You can't ask him if he goes commando or not.
No, thank you. I don't even want to know that. I don't even want to know that shit.
Y'all are naughty. Y'all see how trifling they are, right? Don't think I just be saying that for no reason.
You see this girl, huh?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Want to know what? Yeah, they want to know what y'all think. All right, I think without further ado, I think our guest is here to play.
Yay.
646. Yes, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. Turn your computer speakers down. I got feedback.
Yeah, that was the missus on the speakerphone. I was trying to get linked up on the live site, but it wasn't happening, so.
On the chat line. I mean, on the chat room.
Yeah, like via online.
Did you make an account? Do you have an account with Blog Talk Radio?
Nah.
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to go to that link, you know, that we're advertising for Blog Talk. Then you're going to create a free account. sign in, and then you're just going to refresh the page. At the bottom, it'll say sign up. Sign up or log in. Then you just refresh the page by pressing F5, and you should be in the chitty chat chat. But it's empty right now. But anyway, let's officially welcome you to Blog Talk Radio's Phone Fantasy Radio. We have my trifling co-host, trifling Lady C and trifling Black Reporter.
Good evening, sir.
Black Reporter. Yeah, they trifling. They've heard they heard your freestyle 2 minutes already. One said nice, the other one said smooth. I don't know what that means in old folks terms. I guess it's good.
I guess that's a positive rating.
Yeah.
it's very positive, bro. You got love from the older crowd out here.
That's
so much love.
And I also wanted to let you know that your music is in heavy rotation on Fall Fantasy Radio live stream. This is at fallfantasyradio.com. And welcome back. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. It's kind of funny. I was going through my computer the other day, and I came across the other interview the first time I was on your show when I had the royalty concert going on, and that was back in 07.
So 07. Mm-hmm. I was just telling him that. Like, he was here in 07.
Yeah.
As Mogul, she was saying that she was a brand new talk show host then. She said she ain't going to let nothing get by her this time.
Okay. All right. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, he know already. We already told her. I already tagged him in it.
Okay.
See, Black Reporter. I'm on point, Black Reporter.
I know.
Well, he's trying to correct
that.
I'm on point.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's not about me right now. It's about Esther Mogul. Esther Mogul is better coming from the horse's mouth, or rather the rapper's mouth. Let the people who's brand new to Phone Fantasy Radio and brand new to you, let them know about Esther Mogul and the internationally known on the microphone career you've been having.
All right, pretty big setup. Let's see. Well, basically, I've been doing this for a while now. I've been coming up. I mean, just to give a little background, I used to first do the, as far as being on the scene, I used to host the open mic with Fat Boy Entertainment, and that was about 2005, and I had that going on for a while, about almost a year. Then I was always also doing my music thing, you know, release many albums, many mixtapes, and I wound up hosting another open mic, you could say, in 2007 that got pretty big and stuff. But I slowed down from there. I've just been pretty much doing my music. My music is in rotation via the internet and on many radio stations I'm hearing overseas, and the internet has been really good for me, and I'm just trying to, you know, keeping it going. I've been really blessed. I have a lot of core fan base across seas, and I have a lot of people here in the States that's loving and supporting my music, and that's pretty much it. I'm from the Bronx, New York, trying to put it down.
Yeah, Bronx in the building.
Heard that.
All right. Okay, folks, we have Esther Mogul on air with us. He's telling us a little bit about his history. Okay, I'm not going to get raunchy just yet, but I do have some stuff set up. However, I know I have to be on my best behavior. Hi, Mrs. Mogul. I'm just saying.
She's listening in, but she already knows. She, you know, you could do what you do. It's your show.
Yes,
I'm a guest on your show. It's like being on Wendy Williams. You got to be prepared for what the host going to do.
I'm going to keep it cute, you know. And like I said, I do have some questions lined up for you.
Okay.
But first of all, thanks for giving us some music. We got some music right now. What's your latest venture that's out in rotation right now? Like, what album you have out? What can we go look for, like, right now?
Let's see. The most recent mixtape I put out was called Sex to Rock and Hip Hop. And it's, like, three of my favorite things in the world. And I have it out. It's actually available on via my site, iamamogul.blogspot.com, or it's on datpiff.com, and it's pretty much like all of my dance tracks that I did, you know, just party music. I kind of got on my Diddy mode, and, you know, just something, there was just something for the club. So definitely y'all can Google that, Sex and Rock and Hip Hop. It's everywhere right now.
So do you see yourself
as a Diddy? I haven't tried
that to rock yet. Do you see yourself as a younger Diddy or what?
I mean, I aspire to be like Diddy as far as, you know, his entrepreneurship and things like that. Mm-hmm. As far as my music is concerned, I'm more like of a, I don't know, I'm really diverse. Like, I really can't put myself in any box. Because, like, that particular mixtape, they have a whole bunch of party club songs, but, like, I wouldn't even put myself with that. I do hardcore stuff and, you know, deep stuff. You know, I pretty much was real diverse with it. Like, that was like a pet project. Like, let me just rap about girls and clubbing and alcohol and, you know, and it came out pretty hot. So, yeah.
But it fits your soul. I mean, I can't see you hardcore. That's like seeing me skinny. Those two just don't go together.
Right?
Go
yeah, but you got a point there. I'm definitely, I'll be in the club. You know that.
I know you be in the club. That's why, you know, but hardcore, I don't know.
I've
seen your
Rider
video, though. If y'all don't know, he also have videos out, too, as well, via YouTube, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
he's official with it. Like, you know, he don't need Diddy. He doing his own thing. He got his own little music videos out, and with y'all's on location.
Yeah, it was hot. Went out to Atlantic City and with my the director's name is Demetrius Lohall. He runs City Line Films. You can check him out at CityLineFilms.com. He's really talented. He's doing a lot of big things right now. And yeah, we went out to Atlantic City and put it together high def, and it's getting a lot of good feedback. I'm trying to get more views for it, so y'all can go check that out at YouTube/SRS169. The song is called Rider, and I'm gonna have another video coming out soon. I shot previous to that called Winter. I shot that by Yankee Stadium. I'm probably gonna release it before this month is over. So yeah, I'm trying to do my thing.
I hear that. Yeah, definitely need to check out his website. I don't know, I just can't seem to get past page 3. But I'm sure there's a hell of a lot of stuff on here. I'm gonna get that right there. So, you know, he got a lot of stuff he's offering on his site, which is cool. So what's this I hear? You're in Kuwait, heavy rotation, like,
yeah,
wow,
crazy.
That's a big achievement.
I know. I always search myself out on Google and Twitter just to check out, like,
mm-hmm.
people put now playing. And I just happened to check myself out the other day, and a young lady tweeted that she listened to one of my songs. I actually, like, I remixed a lot of Neo songs. He threw out a lot of songs out on the internet, and a couple of them had, like, open verses and stuff. It was unfinished tracks. So, you know, me being the promo person I want to be, you know, I threw some verses on there, and they've been heavy rotation, like, on the internet. Fans put them up. So, there's one song, Halo. I should email it to you, actually, so you can play it. The lady, I talked to her on BlackBerry Messenger, and she told me that she heard the song on the radio in Kuwait. And I'm like, really? Like, they playing my music in Kuwait on the radio? So she was like, yeah, I love that song, and I love your music and stuff. And I went and downloaded it, and I've been listening to your music ever since. And I'm like, that's crazy, you know?
I don't know what that does to you, like, you know, mentally, physically. What's did you blush? That's all I want to know. Did you blush?
I think I did blush. I had to. It made my whole entire day to hear that my music is being played in Kuwait. I've heard my music. You know, I did links to my music with that. From Brazil, China, UK, Germany, you know, like the DJ that I work with, he's in Germany. His name is DJ MVG, and he even got one of my songs played out in Germany. He said it was played in Germany radio, so it's just like crazy that it's just crazy that my music is in that type of rotation. It just makes me feel good as a person, as an artist, and I'm making quality music, you know?
Mobile, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the fact that your music is being played in Kuwait could be because of the of our boys being there?
I think so. I think that's actually a good question. I think there's a valid point because, even more than that, I think that in overseas, the reason that hip-hop is so big overseas is that they're true fans as opposed to American fans. I think we all have an ego about us, and we could do what they're doing. Like, we'll watch Gucci Mane and Soulja Boy and all these cornballs, and we're like, they corny, you know? Well, we could do that. But I think over there, they look at American hip-hop artists as such of icons, like, oh, my God, you know, we're larger than life. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, folks, y'all need to go to Google.com and just really type in S-The-T-H-A, Mogul, and everything comes up. Like, most people's stuff will come up, and I tell you, by the fifth page, you don't see their name no more. It'd be somebody else, but I can't say I'm already five pages deep, and basically you out there, and you have mixes everywhere, and all the file share sites are coming up, and everything. So, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know. I may be on Yahoo.com or something like that, and I see your name or something, and I just happened to click on it. I was like, oh, yeah, I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I seen that you did announce that you was being played in, like, Japan or something like that. You put it on Facebook or somewhere. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And so,
well, right now I think I'm, like, 20, 30 pages deep, one on Google.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and your name is still, you know, yeah, and his name is still popping. It's still, they got all the latest MP3s and you know, whatever it is that you're doing, who you're working with. Let me ask you, though, Black Reporter, what you going to say real quick?
As long as your name is not associated with Wikipedia, you're doing good.
You know what's funny? Check this out. I was telling my girl yesterday, the other day, when I was Googling myself, and I actually Googled the images, and I'm like, man, I'm glad I don't got no naked pictures out there, nothing crazy associated with my name, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The internet is crazy, like, you can find anything.
And the reason why I say that about Wikipedia, the reason I say that about Wikipedia is the only site where it's supposed to be an encyclopedia, but anybody can get on there and change any entry that's on there, whether they put it up there or not.
Oh, yeah.
And that's dangerous. You know, that's very dangerous.
Yeah, it is crazy. Right. I mean, I want a Wikipedia. It would be nice to have that one day, but, you know.
Just that one little paragraph, right?
Yeah, like, Esther Mogul is an American rapper from the Bronx or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, go make it. Like, you know. Go make it. Like, why you can't go make it?
If a man makes it or Wikipedia finds me that relevant, I think that that'd be it, you know?
All right, folks. We have a special guest, S the Mogul, I want to remind people that right after the show at 11 p.m., we will be at the Quickie Exposed with Candy Crush. That's the other show that I do on Tuesdays and Thursdays right after this. And we're talking about Gag to Perfection. You can call up 858-769-4738. Press that 1. And, you know, guys, if y'all like it, why do y'all like it? And women, if you do it or you don't do it, why don't you do it or don't do it? That's basically what it's about. Lady Slug is in the room. We have a couple of guests in the room. We got Henny Heck. Is that you, Henny Heck? The Sandman, the Reaper, who's actually in Jersey. Sandman is also down with the Hood Fellas. He's been looking for a studio or something like that, so maybe you can give him some tips. But he's out in Jersey. He's looking for. He's I think by way of Milwaukee, right, Sandman? Milwaukee. But they he'll let me know. Yes, that's next. This show is not about that. That's next. That's at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Today we have Esther Mogul, and we're about to get all up in his business.
Let's do it.
The Reaper, Sandman, give us a call up, 347-989-0767, so I can yell in your ear. Shout out to the 803, the 765, and the 917. What you laughing at, Lady C?
You.
Oh, no, I didn't do that yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have this question that's burning my ear, my mind right now. It's just burning the hole. You know how, like, you get money, you just have to spend it? Like, I have this question, I just want to spit it out, but it's just not the right time to do that.
Ask your show.
Oh, yeah. He's looking for a studio in Jersey. Oh, boo.
Oh.
You need to make music in New York. Damn it. All right. Mogul. What would you like to call S or Mogul? Which one?
Mogul sounds good.
Mogul sounds good. Am I striking your ego right now? Is that why? Is that striking your ego right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie. So let me ask you. something. When you coming up with the concept of your mixtape, what's your inspiration?
I'm not going to give you the generic answer and just say it's life. I mean, you know, I think it's just, you know, it got to be fun, got to be catchy with somebody actually, you know, they catch on to it. Like, I'm working on a mixtape now called Section 8. Because it's catchy, first of all. You know, we from the hood, you know what I'm saying? From the hood. So. But it is, you know. Everybody album got some catchy bullshit, you know.
Yeah, you do. He got some real catchy names for his Devil in the New West. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, you know, it was actually, that was a freestyle off of the Kanye West. What was his song? Devil in a Red Dress? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, devil in a new ass, but, you know, controversy sells, right?
Of course,
uh-huh,
as always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you're also known for doing your remixes, which I like. I like the album with the remixes. I download that on. Makes it sound, the song sound just a little bit better. Certain stuff I wouldn't listen to, I listen to it. I don't really do mainstream music. I don't listen to 97, 105. I don't even own a radio. Isn't that crazy? I don't own a radio, but I hope the radio
but
station.
But mind you, she programs her own station. And she listens to it on a
radio. And I listen
on
to my old station. If there's nobody
on a
listening to the
station,
there's always one listener. And there's nobody listening, there's always one listening. That's me.
Radio,
yeah, I'm always in
funny, though. Come on, there's nothing. If you listen to the radio, you play the same song. Like you down the hill, over and over. I was listening to the radio the other day, and I think they played this one, the Drake song, Missy. I think they played it 5 times within the hour, and I'm thinking that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. God couldn't even tell you. Because I can't even look at Drake and not think Degrassi High. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I'm saying, like, that's how I see him. Like, where's his wheelchair? I'm asking this. Like, that's how I see him. And then he comes on every day and Nick at Night. So, you know, that's just me, though. That's just me. It's like looking in the mirror and I'm skinny. I can't do it. I feel some type of way. If y'all want to call up and talk to Esther Mogul, internationally known on a microphone, indie artist from the Bronx. From the Bronx, being played everywhere globally, Japan, Kuwait, Germany, all of the above. Y'all can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Lady C.
Yeah.
You gonna get trifling tonight? You gonna ask some trifling questions?
I may.
All right.
I don't want to cause any confusion.
Okay. You ain't got to. They don't know you. They can't find you. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this song. Quick to Call Me a Jerk. Why? What is that the name of it? Did I say it right?
Yeah, it's Quick to Call Me a Jerk.
Quick to Call Me a Jerk. Yeah, what's that about, sir?
I mean, basically, it's just me being a jerk. It's like, this is a song for fellas who are out there, you know, just how we are with females and how there'd be situations where the girl walks away, like, he's a jerk. Oh, he's an asshole. Why he played me like that? Why he acts like that? So it's for fellas. The guys know what it is. The female's probably not going to like it as much unless they've been on, you know, the receiving end. So, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Shout out to my man, Henny Hack. What up?
Get one shout out there.
All right, so we're going to get to Quick to Call Me a Jerk and send out why they calling Esther Mogul the jerk. And then we're going to come back. And like I said, if y'all want to talk to Esther Mogul, the number to dial in is 347-989-0767. Press the number 1 after the prompt, and we'll know that you have something to say.
Hi. Chemist on the beat, yeah. I mean, this could be like my anthem right here. From the jump, I just wanted undiscurred. Saw that I was cute and got it in with your flirt. Told you the situation and you said it would work. Especially cause you got a man, some kids, I'm alright with that. And you got the type of ass that sat right on your back. Got that high booty, my duty is get up in it. Heard you get your pen like it ain't nowhere fitted. One night got pissy and dizzy so I can have blue. Next night got busy, I licky, we rockin' mad cool. Was sweating me from fat to skinny and now a fat dude. Like you been holding on tickets, run out of raffle. You all hype texting me Blackberry for BBM. I'm like, my, you need to go chill out and be with him. You know your man, it's time to show him attention. What we had is cool, but I think you know it's finished.
Call me your jerk, or be quick to call me your jerk, or be quick to call me your jerk, or be quick to call up they manager, say to call me your jerk, or be quick to call me.
Now you wanna be my special friend and all. I mean, we had a good time. I mean, shit was straight. Yeah, I mean, you gotta be calling me and texting me all the fucking time, though. Oh, damn. Quick to call me a jerk, an asshole, whatever, lady, the words you could say anyway could ever faze me. Before we met, you was all alone and masturbating. Now you at the club with your friends out and celebrating. Cause you want the mobile man, large with the tatted arms, the whole land knowing him, big with the rapper charm. We got a bond, we click, I'm at the place to hit. No wife and jump off, so how you think I'm staying here? Papa was a rolling stone, latest had it many homes. I feel so cavalier. Like I play it quick and low. No Ohio player, just call me Wifey Slayer. Like with Dollar Chick, just that I never banged her. And if I wanted to, just like she wanted me, niggas would've emailed cause there's no calling me. Getting checks every 3 months, quarterly, I want that money, bitch. That's right, it's all for me.
I
mean, I hate to bring back bad memories for some people, but it was on my mind.
think like a porter? What'd you think like a porter?
Interesting.
You be feeling that way sometimes, like a porter?
It's been a while, but yeah.
It's been a while. All right, Black Report, if you say so. Nah, Max, you still with us?
I'm still here.
You still with us, Mogul?
Yeah,
okay. I'm not good. Huh?
I said I ain't getting kicked off the show yet.
Nah, you ain't getting kicked off the show. Listen, I know all about me calling a jerk and then some, so, you know, I definitely know that type of feeling. Like, what, nigga, now I'm popping. You act like you know me. Get out of here. Like, yeah, I know how to work with that, so. All right, Lady Slunker said the beat is great. She like it. She like, yes, sir. Henny Hack said, what's goody to you? Good song, and the ladies would be silly not to like it. I appreciate good music. That's from Lady Slugger out of PA right there.
That's what's up. Right, appreciate it. Right.
That Lady Slugger knows good music. Okay.
Yep, I put all your good old links in the chat room right now. But tell these people how they can connect to you.
Y'all can connect to me via Facebook. I'll be on there, Facebook/EsterMogul. I have a fan page. I'm trying to get my numbers up, so just look, EsterMogul fan page. I'm on Twitter, iMogul_FBS. FBS for Fatboy Swag. Shout out to everybody at FBS, including Tech. Where else am I? Everywhere. I'm a mogul.blogspot.com. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. YouTube/FLarge169 also.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get that for you, Lady Slugger. Did you go? You gotta go fix your page, your fan page, and get you. If you have over 25, you need to get you a proper URL because the URL you got up there is not working. But I'm about to get it for you, Lady Slugger. I don't know it. You know, Facebook got to be difficult.
Okay, Lady Slugger, get the question on Twitter. I see you.
She clicked on it. Okay. Let me find this real quick. Actually, if y'all go to my page, he should be under my like page, under my likes. Yeah. He should be under my likes because I liked it.
Okay.
He's somewhere up there. Okay, so can I get kinky with you now?
Let's do it. Come on.
We can do it? Okay. My trifling co-host Lacey is not here with me. Black reporter, go get Lady C. All right. So you do have a girl. You tell people that you have a woman?
Yes.
Bye. They know now.
Yeah, bye, man. Sorry.
No, because some artists don't. Like, they told me that, too. Like, no, don't ask me about my personal life, like, my relationship. I don't know. They can't be hard with a woman. I don't know.
I'll try to put in, I think it's being grown, mentioning that you have a woman, because even if you talk about being disrespectful, you know, you still got to be grown with it, because that's what I try to say. Like, if I'm talking about some other girls, I'd be like, yeah, but still, I got a girl, like, you know? It always comes back full circle.
All right, so you have a girl. Does she go on the road with you? Does she go on a roll with you? Like, you know, do you know when you out and about doing your thing, does she go with you?
Half of the time. She has her friends, I have my friends.
Okay. Any groupie love you want to tell us about?
The groupies are always out there, and I love them the same way they love me, but, you know, we got to have it's a limit to that.
Okay. Before the woman... Before Mrs. Mogul, was there some groupie loving going on? Were you smashing it?
Of course. It's always...
So now how do you turn them down without losing a fan?
See, but the way you do it, be like, you know what, you're beautiful, but, you know, I have somebody. I'm sorry. They be like, oh, okay. I think most women, they respect it when you tell them. The groupies, though, they don't do anything. Yeah.
right. They adding you everywhere. We got Lady Slug adding you on Reverb, and if it's cool, she likes to play it on her show too. Whatever I do, anything one.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Whenever I do another one. Okay.
Too.
Yep. All right. So that's what's up. FBS stand up. Hitty Heck is saying FBS stand up. All right. So this question is burning my mind. But this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask it, and then I'm gonna play a song, and then we're gonna come back and have you answer it. How about that?
All right. Let's do it.
All right. And no help from Mrs. Mogul over there. No help from Mrs. Mogul. This is all you.
All right.
So we're giving you a tube, a roll of saran wrap. We're giving you a snorkel. And we're giving you a deck of cards. Tell us the freakiest thing you can do with all three of those. You got to use all three of them.
Hold on. All right. Snorkel,
so
saran wrap, and a deck of cards.
A snorkel and a deck of cards, a full deck of cards. All right. And while we're doing that, don't answer yet. While we're doing that, we're going to go ahead and play this Esther Mogul, I Am a Mogul. We're going to play that, and then we're going to come back, and you're going to tell us about it, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, people, y'all listen to Esther Mogul, Bronx native rapper. Here go his song, I Am a Mogul. And, he's going to come back and answer that freaky question for me.
Get it.
About that time again, yeah. It's that. Let's get it.
I am a mogul.
From the Bronx Projects, rap like I'm Godson. Yes, call me Godson, but I ain't Nas kid. This is the mogul man, once was the large kid. Now I'm the large man, broke for the star since 2003. They tell me they go hard with this name that I do, but it's not that hard, spit these verses like no one. Nigga, I'm Shogun, and that be showing up. Nigga, you ain't so tough. If you wanna do it, then we can just go. Cause I got paper for goons, you got donuts. I got extra pay, nigga, that's bonus. You happy your downloads, nigga, that's bogus. I wanna see numbers that can sound skin happy. Cause you never seen like a brown man pappy. Mogul got heat, that crack, that smacky. Niggas can't compete, they whack, they crappy.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
About this one, talking about that one. Niggas just talk, but me, I was down, son. Hit them on they raps, need makeup, they clown, son. In any real hood, we scrape a man clown, son. Niggas feel real cool, yapping on a keyboard. Put their little head on a poster, nigga, reward. Little cocky, looking like a retard. Change your little voice up, just so you could be hard. My whole rap story is realer than reality. Since the remote lounge, niggas was doubting me. Been up on TV, HD powered me. Even a deep throat chick couldn't swallow me. Nigga, I'm fire, shit print me on paper. I change clothes like niggas change haters. Some niggas cool, and other niggas traitors. I am a mogul, I am the greatest.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
That royalty shit, then the royalty split. So I changed the whole game, now I'm on some me shit. Say what they want, but it never was some we shit. No time recording, I guess they play we shit. Work with those who go hard and be shit. Cause I would change up, be up on some B shit. It's just a mogul man, the rest memories. If it was a real thing, then it would be it. I'm real quick to spaz out, midget height of temper. But this world's real cold, hard until December. Realest nigga on beats, never a pretender. Lend the meat market dudes, touch them, they so tender. Bottom in my way, yeah, never will you hinder. See them in my rear view, hanging from a fender. Mogul Music 010, nigga, I'm a winner. Mogul Music 010, nigga, I'm a winner.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul. I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
head, so y'all break something. Get your butt down. Sit down.
That's an announcement song. That's who I am, you know. That's him saying, that's who I am. Y'all got to deal with me.
Yeah, that's
like
my putting on
everybody's
toe with that song. Love that track.
Oh, damn, I love the Beasts do God. Yeah, that's what they said in the chatty. That's Lady Slugger right there. She's definitely feeling your music. OMG. Okay, folks, so we have Esther Mogul, Bronx native, international on the microphone. And, yeah, I'm going to keep saying that because I can. And, all right, we got a Trifling co-host back, and Black Reporters with us. We got a Trifling Lady C. And Lady C, I hope you got your questions together, but I asked Esther Mogul a question before we went to his song. We gave him three items. We gave him a tube of Saran Wrap, a snorkel, and a deck of playing cards. So, Mogul, without help from Mrs. Mogul, what did you come up with? How kinky can you get?
Okay, I'm using all three of them together. Like, I have them in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a young woman with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We hope.
Preferably. Exactly.
That's
what you want. I mean,
no.
You know, maybe you want to be alone. I don't know. That's up to you. You can do whatever you want. Maybe you want to be alone. Maybe you know something we don't know. I'm just saying, maybe. I don't know. Now that I think about it, maybe that's the quickest way to suck in your dick, just blow into yourself.
I guarantee.
Y'all see what y'all be doing?
Okay.
I'm just
putting
saying,
a whole
saying,
image that I even want to think about, right?
But if you did it to me, I have to return the favor back. Okay, Black Reporter, know about that. Don't do it to me because I'm going to return the favor back. Black Reporter, remember that, right?
Yep,
you're verbal. Man. And what happened? For like 3 months, I played pants on the ground.
Exactly. So, 3 months worth.
All right. Let's answer this question. All right. You got the lady, the young lady there with you. You got the extra large tube of Saran Wrap because I already know she's going to be a big girl. So we got the industrial size.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Going to have a lot of plastic over there. Okay. What we got?
All right. I'm going to just do it like this. I'm going to take the card. I'm going to pull out. Tell her to take two cards. The two cards she put out, that's going to be the time that I'm going to use on her. So she pulled out a 10 and a 5, that means you're getting, let's just say 105 left. I'm going to take this snorkel and put it on. Well, first I'm going to put the Saran Wrap underneath her. And then I'm going to take the snorkel and I'm going to stick my head between her legs for the time that was put in the card and just dive.
All right.
DC diving. Good. Well,
like
DC diving for the time of the car. The Saran Wrap is going to keep the floor clean.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. That is the most simplest and most normal answer I've heard to this question. Okay, I'm just going to say that. Yeah, it's the most normal compared to the answers that we've gotten. That's the most normal.
Somebody said they're gonna wrap the lady up in
Saran Wrap from head to toe with the arms down to her side, and they're gonna leave the mouth part open. Yeah, that's what they said. They're gonna put the snorkel in her mouth and then they're gonna jizz in it. So, and they're gonna wash her and they're gonna want her to spit it back up.
Where the
cards? I'm getting old or corny because I would not have thought of that.
No.
but I'm very sober right now, so that has a lot to do with it.
And then when I first heard it, and I was first asked the question, because I did steal the question. When I was first asked the question, I said, I'm going to tie him up from head to toe, and there's only going to be three things hanging out: his nose, his lips, and his nutsack. And I'm going to shuffle the nuts. I'm going to shuffle the cards on his nutsack. So.
Get it.
And then somebody else is going to get wrapped up. He's going to wrap up the head with the snorkel inside, and they're going to bend him over to the tub.
That was a good one.
Like, so your answer is just like the most normal one. Okay, yeah, I'm going to wrap the bed up. All right. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll be mad. You know, that plastic sticking to you, like, that's annoying.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio on Home Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It is just after the 10 p.m. hour in the East Coast and 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You're listening to the Crush Heart.
You know what, Bob Black Reporter. No, never mind, Black Reporter. Never mind.
I got ladies on the
train. This is why he's trifling. Black Reporter, I've been on this show for 6 months. You still don't know my name. How do you not know my name, Black Reporter? You've been on
this
show for 6 months.
I got ladies on the train for some reason.
Exactly. I see. You wasn't even saying nothing. You know, Benny. The bunch over 6 months, and he's still calling Blog Talk Radio. No, this is not Blog Talk Radio. This is Phone Fancy Radio
on Blog Talk Radio.
Is that better?
Exactly.
Matter of fact, you don't even have to say BTR. BTR already know that they're here.
Yeah.
We gotta shout them out. No, I'm just saying.
That's true. And don't forget, right after our show, right after this show right here, it will be the Quickie Expose with Candy Crush. And we will let you know when we will be moving over. We will be ending this program slightly early so we can take everything and move it over to the other side. So, no, you cannot stay on this line and listen to both shows. So,
But I'm not going to do all that. You can, but I'm not going to do all that. If you're in the chat room, I just put up the link. If you're not in the chat room, but you want to tune into the Quickie Expose, that number is 858-769-4738. The topic for tonight, gag to perfection. What, Crush? I know.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Leave the mind to wonder.
Sometimes you just got to speak what's on your mind, and right now, gagging is on my mind. Thank you very much. I don't know. That didn't even sound right coming out, did it? That didn't even sound right. Like, you didn't even like, what?
Especially on today, Mogul, she said she had a WTF day today. Now, if she said she had a WTF
day. I think that's what it is, right?
If she said she had a WTF day, and then this comes out, you know, oh, my God, we're men are in
trouble. Yes, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of them days. Like, I just woke up in the, what the, for no reason. Ain't shit happened.
Like
I just
that.
Stopped, looked around, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, the fuck, like, another day? Damn, I don't know. That ever happened to you, Mogul?
Oh, yeah. You just feel like it's a bad day, like, fuck.
Yeah, it's not that it was a bad day. Technically, nothing happened, so you can't say, oh, it's going to be a bad day. My day wasn't bad. I got stuff accomplished. I, you know, organized stuff. I did laundry. I went food shopping. That's the thing, right? I think that's what it was.
Now, when you talk about that, we have down here Sam's Club. And there's also what's something called Costco, okay? It's when you walk in Sam's Club or Costco, that's automatic. You don't spend any money to go in the store, but whenever you walk in the store, that's automatically $100.
Mm-hmm.
whether you like it or not.
And I didn't mean to go to a store like that because we have Costco's and BJ's out here as well, which is all like Sam's Club and stuff. But I didn't even go in there like that. I tell you, I only went in there for three items. Like, I was dead serious. I was feeding for a salad. You know, fat girls do like to eat salads every now and then, because people don't think so. And so I was like, I'm going to get the salad, and then I'm going to go get spaghetti. I'm going to have spaghetti tonight, right? That's what I went in there for. Next thing you know, I had a cart in my hand. I was rolling down the aisles one by one. That's that fat girl syndrome.
You were hungry.
I bought nothing to compare yourself. I bought everything. Like, I just bought one of everything. I don't know, like. You know how you have peanut butter and no jelly? I'm in that mode.
Crush. Don't shop when you're hungry.
True. Because I did go somewhere and do that. But back to Esther Moguls. Y'all need to stop talking about me and my habits and my All right? Y'all done took the show to a whole nother level. Let's bring it back down to reality. Let's get out of my what the fuck head, okay? What the fuck? See? This is what I was talking about. All right. Moguls, see how they do me, right?
Yeah.
See, this is why I have what the fuck moments. Because we weren't even talking about that, but Black Reporter just happened to bring that up. You see? Black Reporter is trifling.
Hey.
But,
That's why I'm a co-host.
Huh?
That's why I'm a co-host.
That's why you're trifling? What?
No. I'm a co-host to bring a little lemon juice to the situation.
Trifling? Why are you trifling? What?
You see how she don't listen to her.
Just trifling. Just trifling, Black Reporter. Yeah, he don't get it, lady. See, he gonna listen to the archives and then get it. We'll be done by then. All right, Mogul, for real, we come back to you now. So, Mogul, are you a freak or a kink? Because I'm just asking you random questions, and I don't even know if that's your thing. I mean, you say you're hardcore, I don't see it. But, I mean, you may be freaky, I don't know.
I mean, I think I'm freaky. I think I'm willing to do anything, so. But just about it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Ever been in the gangbang?
Nah.
No? No multiple partners at one time?
Well, yeah, long time ago. That's something that I think when I started getting into real relationships, that didn't happen. You know how you'd be like, you know, that's the first thing you ask a girl. So, you like girls?
Most men do.
That is fucked up. Y'all see that? That is what it is, ladies? Is that how you have to get a man? You guys got to tell him off the back, yes or no? All right. I'm going to try that. I might have a man by next week.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny because my what the fuck question was that just today. That was my what the fuck question on my Facebook page. I'm just really all into, I don't know, I was feeling some type of way, and I was just asking random questions, and I was like, if you had the opportunity to have one sexual experience without judgment or repercussions, what would it be? Now I'm going to ask Mogul that.
Damn. You know what? I have no answer for that, because I think I wouldn't do anything that would be that crazy that I wouldn't be judged. Like, come on, I would do some type of orgies or shit, but I think anything that doesn't go into the gay section, I would do.
Okay, so basically I could tie you up, gag you, and spank your ass.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta try it before you know if you like it, right?
Ooh.
Why do I have the city mogul to be invited to the following show?
Huh?
Why do I have the feeling that mogul could be invited to the show that follows us?
Well, if he can't make it, let's ask him now. Do you like a gag or no gag, Mr. Mogul?
gagging for what?
I'm sorry, I caught a slow moment.
Yeah, yeah, sure did.
I think it looks kind of fly if she looked like she's gagging, because then it looked like she's trying harder.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't like you. They don't like you now. What? No.
Really?
No,
but if you shouldn't want to do it, if you can't do it, you know, properly, bro.
Properly.
Yeah, like, you know.
Well,
but
sometimes it's not about not doing it properly. Sometimes it's just, I don't know.
Can't handle it?
The porn star.
Well,
no, that's not
a
it. It's the opposite.
I know
I was
you
also
look at
say that there are a lot of women who say they have no gag reflex.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
If you look at Pinky, you see how Pinky gets down. She gags on it just for show, I think, but I don't think, you know, anything's a problem for her.
Yeah, that's how you got the whole porn star experience. I don't know. That's like calling a man daddy. What the hell is that about?
Some women
that,
like to call
that,
daddy.
That
I don't see
big
the
time.
Problem with that either.
Well, but you see, that bothers me big time because I do have two daughters. And that bothers me big time.
You
know?
Don't like to be called
so nobody's ever called you daddy besides your daughter's Black Reporter?
I try to tell them not to.
So when it did happen, did it go soft?
I don't know it necessarily went soft, but let's just say.
Black Reporter, you're so lucky right now, Black Reporter. You're so lucky right now. Lacey,
yeah,
you already know
company.
What I'm looking for, right?
Lacey, yeah,
you know
so
I'm looking for, right?
I know.
I'm so lucky we have company.
No.
We have company?
I'm so lucky we have company.
I know we have company. He don't mind me, but he like that song. What did she call him, Big Papa?
Really?
It's not about Black Reporter right now. Back to Mogul. Back to Mogul.
Okay, Mogul.
It's not about Black Reporter right now. So see, Black Reporter, you can see it. We're not talking about
you
right now, Black Reporter. Stop making it.
Thank you, Mogul.
I got you.
No. You can't even thank Mogul. You the one brought it up. You brought it up, so thank yourself. Don't thank Mogul. You're the one who talked about your six daughters and stuff. You did that. It was for Mogul. You did that. Okay, so sexually, have you ever bitten off anything more than you can chew?
Like being with somebody I couldn't handle?
Like, you know, being in a situation. I don't know. Maybe you was giving her a head and your jaw slipped and you licked her ass. I don't know. Whatever.
Nah, I haven't been intimidated by a woman. Nah.
Nah, you be holding it down like that, Al?
I haven't been in a situation like that.
What's that
I've
about,
been with women
Mogul?
That I turned down, though, that I was like, chill.
What's that about, Mrs. Mogul? You going to let him talk freely like that? Mm-mm. Sounds a plan.
Very supportive.
Oh, she's in the chat room, huh?
That's what they call it nowadays. All right, folks, y'all listening to me chop it up with Esther Mogul. Y'all can find him on his website at iamamogul.blogspot.com. He's also on Facebook. Look up Esther Mogul fan page. He's on Reverb as Esther Mogul. He's on Twitter as imogul_FBS, which stands for what? Fat Boy Swag?
Fat Boy Swag.
And we also got him on YouTube where he got official videos, write-up, winner. What's going on up there? Like, what else you got on YouTube?
Oh, man, I have so much music on YouTube.
Yeah, I have a lot of live performances. I have a lot of tracks, a lot of songs put up there. I have my mogul blog. There's like video blogs of me out in the street doing crazy things and stuff like that. I try to keep my YouTube entertaining, you know, because that's a big market, right? So, yeah, definitely check out my YouTube, y'all.
All right, that's a song. So, I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and we got 45 minutes remaining on the clock, and y'all are tuned in with, once again, Esther Mogul, Bronx native, indie rapper. I'm not his friend right now, because I just had a flashback. About 3 years ago, I asked Esther Mogul to do an intro for me. I asked him to do an intro for me. And I never did get that intro. I'm just saying, this is what I had to pay for an intro, and this is what I got.
Here she is.
She is so hot,
sassy,
sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Yeah, that's what I got. See, I could have had a banging beat.
I'm going to tell you, I remember when you asked me about it. The reason I didn't do it was because I was in transition and I wasn't able to record it freely at the time. But now I could probably do it. You know, but I'm being honest. Like, when I get the inspiration to do a track, it'll just happen, like, immediately. So, we'll see. I might get surprised, man.
Okay, all right. Well, my birthday November 9th, so I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Oh,
she's got a co-host
also. Huh?
And she's got a co-host also.
Don't even listen to him. See, now he want to sit up there and talk. He's going to get muted, Black Reporter. All right, he gave me some trifling bull last week. He is no longer my co-host. Like, they just trifling people that just be calling up to the show now. He's no longer my co-host. You're not the shoe. We're going to stick to your song. People voted on this song, and we're going to stick to it.
You know what I was thinking? Oh, you playing music?
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be smoking. That's what I be doing. I be smoking.
Good old
Cat. I smoke it to the east.
Clarence Carter.
That is a classic.
Oh, that's your intro, Michael. That's your intro.
Hey,
you ain't gonna get
see,
that
Mogul, change. Mogul knows what it be. What you say, Mogul?
That's among the greatest recordings of all time right there.
Thank you.
But you were talking about you want to change it. We had a vote session and everything for Black Reporter to change his song. Because, you know, his intro was Pants on the Ground.
Ooh.
By the general, Pants on the Ground. I played it faithfully.
American Idol.
Right, Lady C? Every time he got up and he started acting up, I had to go play it. So we voted for this. He had to go get a haircut and his eyebrows waxed, but he got a new song. He's sticking to it. It's not even 3 months old yet. We gotta stick to that, Black Reporter.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Lady C, you had enough time, Lady C. Ask your trifling question, Lady C. Ask your trifling question.
Why it's got to be a trifling question? It was just,
okay, ask your question then. Just make sure it's trifling, that's all. that's just things that you do. You, the trifling lady, like that.
Okay. Boxes of briefs.
Oh, Lord.
Boxes, of course.
Boxes of briefs.
Okay.
Oh, what you mean, of course? Why not breathe? Maybe sometimes they need to be warmed up.
You see, she didn't give you the extra question, the extra choice. Boxer briefs.
What, G-string?
I said it for a song. He said no.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Definitely. That's what I wear, boxer briefs.
You wear boxer briefs?
Oh, yeah, that's what you wear. Are you sure they're not just two small boxes? I'm just playing.
They got a fit.
I don't know. Sometimes that happens, you know. Somebody bought boxes and they just too small. They want to tell everybody about the brief, but we know the difference.
Good point.
Okay, yeah. Mogul. Silver Cotton. Okay, another question.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Look,
see, I told you she was trifling. Just a minute ago. I
got to
be trifling. Look at her. Look,
she
can't stop asking questions. Go ahead,
Libby
C.
Oh,
so how does your mother feel about your music?
My mom is, like, my biggest fan. She's so supportive. Like, my mom, she's not, like, hip with the music, but she's, like, my son, he does his singing thing, and he's good. My mom is the best. She's my number one promo person, everything. If I have anything going on,
yeah,
and she'll tell everybody. My mom is like, she works over there in a pharmacy, and everybody who comes through there, she tells them about me and my music and what's going on. Oh, my son just shot a video. What's the name of your YouTube? She's so cute.
That's what's up.
Well, I mean, the situation is you're her baby. That's the reason why.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Shout out to Mama Mogul.
Mama Mogul,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mama Mogul.
Mama Mogul. You have to do a song called Mama Mogul.
I have to, I think so.
You have to do a song called Mama Mogul now.
She's waiting for it now.
Mm-mm. Huh?
I think she's waiting for it now. I haven't done a song for my mom. My mom, I don't think she's sat in there and listened to a whole CD of me yet, so I plan to do that for her.
Well, don't make it so fast. You gotta remix Clarence Carr. Remix Clarence Carr. There I go, right? See, I don't know better.
going to be using the internet more as a tool and growing, doing more shows. I mean, I kind of like, I don't want to get myself a feeling, But I don't think I would make it to be big within the state. So if I go to other countries and stuff, I think you'll definitely see me doing some really big things. So yeah.
Do you see yourself better as a performer or as behind the scenes?
I'm actually good at both, but I mean, you could check out my YouTube. I'm really good on stage. I love performing.
Okay.
I really enjoy the stage. Yes.
Oh, and just so you know, they do call me reporter for a reason. I am a journalist, so I do know how to ask these questions and how to think of questions just on the fly. So,
Okay, just that. Now I'm muting you. See, this is what I've been talking about. Okay, Black. You see this lady? Okay. You see how Yak with company come around? Quick to call him a jerk. That's what I'm saying. Everybody got their jerky moments. Everybody got their jerky moments.
Oh, can I say something?
Everybody
right
got
there?
Go ahead, sir.
No, I just want to say, you know, the last time, I don't want to somber the mood or anything, but the last time I was on the show, it was at the Royalty concert, and I remember Bishop was on there. So I just want to give a rest in peace to Bishop. You know, I haven't talked to you or anybody since I found out that he passed. You know, he was good mm-hmm. people with me, even though I think he owed me $25. We had him go for rest. You know,
that's not funny, but that's funny. Like, he called me up, like, Raj, what?
Yeah, he was like, yo, he really mad at me for the $25.
Shout out to Bishop and fam, yo.
But,
shout out to Bishop and fam. Bishop is a good show. If you follow from Fancy Radio off and on or within the last 3 years, then y'all definitely know who Bishop is. The owner of Swing RS, he was a swinger, he was a photographer, he was a videographer, he was a father of, like, 12 kids. He was just, yep. You know, everything right there. Like, he just tried to put his hand everywhere. So, sorry about that situation right there.
Yeah,
but,
just wanted to bring that up.
So, I'm on my Facebook page, and I just uploaded a picture that I had of you and I when I first met you. I knew who you was before, but, you know, I didn't know you by that name. You told me your real name, actually.
Oh.
And I was like, he looks familiar. And then I said, found out who he was. Like, oh, that's who that is. Yeah. So.
And that picture we took, it was at Remote, right?
Yep. My first time at Remote Lounge. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Good times at Remote Lounge.
Yeah, good times at Remote. You was twisted.
I was always
twisted because I think I talked to you like 2 weeks later and you ain't know nothing. You're like, huh? What? I don't even remember that picture. How you not remember the picture of me?
I remember nothing. Oh my God.
I don't remember that picture. Like, what?
Remote though, we used to
see the kind of impression I have on people, right? Huh?
So I blame the Long Island because in Remote we used to get those big, tall cups of Long Island iced teas, and it would be a long night. Oh, man, I missed that spot. Like, that was, like, the flyest. It wasn't, like, the...
I don't know why he'll bring it back. They didn't bring that back right there.
They didn't
rewind and bring that back.
It was just a vibe there. It was like, oh, man, yeah. You know, everybody...
And the fact that it had space.
It had so much... It has space.
Shout out to Fat Boy Entertainment and Vonda and Big Shug. Big Shug was like my first. Actually, Big Shug was my first guest. I actually started the show because of Big Shug.
Okay.
So shout out to Big Shug. We're going to bring him back next month. Next month, I'm going to contact Big Shug tonight. We're going to bring him back for next month since it is BBW Appreciation Month right here on Full Fantasy Radio. So y'all need to keep it locked and keep it tuned. www.fullfantasyradio.com.
That's right. All right.
let me bring in this one last caller. Okay, hold on. We got Black Reporter. Say something, Black Reporter.
Hello.
Ew. And we got the candy to my crush. No, yeah. What's up, Candy Girl?
Hi, the crush to my candy.
Hey, Candy Girl.
Hi, guys, Black Reporter. Sorry, I haven't talked to you all day, but shit, I've been out.
Let me introduce you to my guest today. We have a musical guest today. This is Esther Mogul, Bronx native, indie artist, internationally known on the microphone. He's my guest today, so this is my co-host for the next show that I'm doing, the Quickie Exposé, Miss Candy right here.
Hello,
Candy
how are you?
Crush, you get it?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
So we asked him about the Saran Wrap question. he gave us the normal answer. I think he gave us the most normal answer that we've heard from that question.
Yeah, somebody left me something about that too, and they were just like, "Yo, Candy, your co-host, I want to Saran Wrap her." But I send it to you with all he said that he wanted to do, that his CDW is. He's like, "Yo, Candy, I want to Saran Wrap your girl."
Al, the super fluffy flirt, Al. Y'all gotta say that five times. The super fluffy flirt.
Go ahead. Let me tell you what happened. Rap. Somebody stole Anthony's out of our yard. Somebody stole his, because I got him a Hummer, and somebody stole it.
Well, just because you live down south don't mean you don't live in a hood.
No, yeah, somebody stole that.
Candy Hack said Candy has a sweet, sexy voice. Hi, Candy. Yeah, look at her raising his little hand. Hi,
Candy. Hello.
Candy Hack in the chat room.
Hello.
Look at him, his little hair. Yeah. So, Honey Hack, you need to join us for the Quickie Exposé as we talk about gag to perfection. You can get all up in Candy business. So, Esther Mogul, are you going to join us for the gag to perfection?
Oh, actually, I can't. I have to leave. I got to go do the graveyard shift tonight at work.
Al, a man with a job, holler. No, just okay, that sounds good. We like that. No worries. Somebody asked me to play the theme song for our show, so we'll play the theme song for our show. We're going to do that last. What I'm going to do right now, though, I want to get into this quick X the Mogul song, Missing You. You going to tell us about that right there?
Oh, yeah. This
Never
song...
Gonna Stop. Which one you want? We got Missing You, we got Never Gonna Stop.
I think Missing You, just to bring off the flip side of Quick to Call Me a Jerk. Missing You basically is just, is just missing your girl. You know, y'all going through some troubles and you're trying to get it back together. So I'm just writing about missing the song, missing the lady.
Aww. Yeah. Esther Mogul, we're missing you. Check it in.
Only a good man to wait for their woman to come back home, you know. I feel like we've been through so many fights and things. I mean, we can't let one just separate us and change everything. So I'ma just lay back and I'ma be here. Word. Got me feeling all alone. I'm in the zone waiting for you to come home. Cause I'm missing you. Looking outside through the window, thinking about all of the things that we went through. Cause I'm missing you. My favorite songs on repeat, praying for the time that we could get seen. Cause I'm missing you. Wonder what changed our ways, reminiscing, thinking about back in the day. Cause I'm missing you. You was the one, I swear that honestly, gave me real love, strong love, honored me. A good woman, not where drama be. Sex was hot, but more like lava to me. And I fell in it, bathed in it, we made flame. There was others, but they just played games. The wild love, nothing could stay tame. Short money, somehow we made change. And flipped up like a coin source. Then you left me, right now we all lost. Your left hand was rocky, all frost. Down the aisle was near, but this is your choice to leave me. What's the reason why? Texting you all night, you won't leave replies. Is it him now? You must be that guy. Cause I'm here hopeful, no more lies. Me feeling all alone, I'm in the zone waiting for you to come home. Cause I'm missing you. Looking outside through the window, thinking about all of the things that we went through. Cause I'm missing you. My favorite songs on repeat, praying for the time that we could get seen. Cause I'm missing you. Wonder what changed our ways, reminiscing, thinking about back in the day. Cause I'm missing you. I'm not perfect,
but who is? You got two baby fathers, two kids. I got a security job, but who's rich? You call me lame ass nigga, I called you a bitch. Those names though, and I'm over it. But I'm drinking and not sober yet. You younger and not older yet. I've been through more wars than a soldier's vet. Might as well be Iraq here. And 20 months fought enough for 10 years. Days you running out the house, new tears. And I'm running to the bar, a few beers. I needed them, changed reality. They came on time, paid salary. Trying to do music, you stay doubting me. I'm counting down the minutes, days, hourly. Got me feeling all alone. I'm in the zone waiting for you to come home. Cause I'm missing you. Looking outside through the window, thinking about all of the things that we went through. Cause I'm missing you. On repeat, praying for the time that we could get deep. Cause I'm missing you. Wonder what changed our ways. Reminiscing, thinking about back in the day. Cause I'm missing you. So like I said, you can just hit me up, you know. You know the number, you know how to contact me. You know, no relationship is perfect, you know. It's a roller coaster. You have ups and downs, but you gotta learn how to just balance the two, you heard?
Listen to that whole tape, you know, like right back to back, because each song or the beat or something about it that you are going to like and that you are going to be attracted to. And his, you know, he got a little skill up there, even though I've been waiting for an intro for the last 3 years. I'm just saying. Let's do this. Let's wind this down right now because we got 22 minutes remaining on the clock. Right after this, we're going to the quickie expose. With Candy Crush. We're going to be talking about Gags to Perfection. The number to call it, 858-769-4738. Press 1 to talk or click on the button right there. So, Esther Mogul, thank you for coming to Phone Fantasy Radio. We want to get people, how can they, you know, get in contact with you? Are you networking or, you know, are you down for that? What you do? Let us know.
Yes, I'm down for networking. If y'all, anybody want to contact me, hit me, actually want to email, hit me at estermogulinfo@gmail.com. I would give you my BBM number. I have BlackBerry Messenger, but I don't go to those hands. But I'm sure if you hit my Twitter profile, it's on there. Like I said, hit me up on all the social networks, Facebook, /Estermogul, Twitter, imogul_SDS, Reverb Nation, YouTube, you know, everything like that. And y'all can look forward to seeing me doing more shows. I'm going to be doing a show with Heathen University, my man Kava. He's having a big concert on January the 16th in Brooklyn, so more details to that is going to come. And going to drop the video for Winter very soon, and, you know, there's going to be a lot more big things popping off.
Oh, that's what's up. So we're very, in, very, very, very going to be anticipating your video. I definitely want to see that because I like Ryder. Like, that was cool. You know, and I got to see no skinny bitches jumping around. So, I mean, I'm a hater. I don't care. I don't care. I hate because I'm hungry. Anyway, you know, y'all can always go to fullfaceradio.com and get all the links. You know, I'll try to keep y'all up to date on what Esther Mogul is doing. But y'all can go ahead and subscribe to his blog, iamamogul.blogspot.com. His links are on fullfaceradio.com, so y'all can definitely check that out. Once again, you know, any last shout-outs and, you know, that you would like to give? You never know. They might tune in and download. I don't know.
Okay. I want to give a shout-out to Yasha for having me on. Thanks to the young lady who's on there also for liking the song. Thanks all of y'all. Like, first and foremost, I enjoy being on here. Thank you to just everybody, like my people who I rock with, DS, Star, 20 Grand, my boy Crank, he just got
got an internship with this big major studio. I want to give a shout out to him. Shout out to my man Henny Hack, all my party people, all my big girls who I party with, all my party people. Period. You already know how that goes. Shout out to the love of my life here, Billy. You know, things wouldn't be right if I ain't have her. And you know, I'm just grateful. I feel blessed. And I feel like bigger things is coming.
That's what's up. Shout out to Mrs. Mogul. Hold him down, mama. Yeah. Woo. I do want to invite, I would love to have a Royalty Entertainment reunion out here on Soul City Radio. What do you think? you have to connect me to these folk. I know it was one of them I was trying to get on here, but it never happened. His girlfriend came on. Was it Tiffany? Was his girlfriend?
Oh man, hold up. You know I don't even rock with that dude and that chick. We got into a real ugly beef last year.
Ooh, okay. See, we didn't even get all into that right there.
That's another show.
You're always welcome back. I just want to put this out here. The end of October, you know, is trifling week. So, you know, we've been putting trifling people on blast and trifling situations and stuff like that. So, you know, you might could win the war. So the last week of October is trifling week. And we're on 5 days a week. So if you can't make it to this show, you can make it to an afternoon show, or you can make it to a later in the night show. So we're on 5 days a week, whether it be Candy Crush or myself on Full Face Radio Live. We got like 3 different shows on here, which is awesome. So thank you, Esther Mogul, for tuning in. I'm going to let you go ahead and go get ready for work, you know, go put your uniform on, things like that. Black Report, you got anything else you want to say to Mr. Mogul before he leaves?
Mogul, I want to give you much love, my brother, and I want to say continue what you're doing. You're doing great. To Mrs. Mogul, keep him straight, keep him online, and I know your mom's gonna keep you straight also. So do what you can do and be the best you can be, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, bro. Much success to you too.
That's what's up. Candy, you want to say anything, Mr. Mogul? Though you missed his interview.
Do what it do. Keep your head up. Keep your head up.
All right, folks. We're going to wind down this show. Shout out to Esther Mogul, Mrs. Mogul, and Mama Mogul. So we're going to hear that song. Maybe we'll get an interview. Maybe we'll get an intro and all that. Everybody said they're going to do me an intro, but it's been 3 years. I haven't got an intro yet from nobody.
I'm just saying, I'm saying, no pressure. Gonna, I'm going to shut it down. Everybody's going to be mad. Like, if I do an intro, it's going to get crazy. The Raiders going to go up for them.
Make sure it's just
says
she's awesome. Okay, so, yeah.
My man Al Tariq of Sacred Art Imagery, so that's my photographer, man. And I do promo for him.
Cool. Yeah, I checked out some of his stuff. He represents in Jersey, right?
But you know, he's doing his big thing. That's my man right there. So I'm about to drop a new promo track for his thing. He's the only photographer who has a guy who does his promo. So we about to have something. I just wanted to plug that out there, right?
Okay, that's what's up. Send me the link. I'll post it on Phone Fantasy Radio because everybody's always looking for a good photographer nowadays, you know, with Facebook and all.
I'm going to connect you with him on Facebook.
All right, that's what's up. All right, folks, we just finished an awesome interview with Esther Mogul out of Bronx, indie artist. 15 mixtapes, everything going down. Y'all need to go check him up, subscribe to him. His website is www.blogspot.com. I knew that. Yeah. Damn. I'm just having a what the fuck moment. Thank you very much. Y'all not pay attention to me? Feel some type of way. All right. So, Candy.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet you. I'm going to meet you there. We're going to do this quickie expose.
Mm-hmm.
I got Henny Heck, who stayed with the whole show. Shout out to Henny Heck. Thank you for tuning in, Henny Heck. FBS, if y'all don't know what that is a Fat Boy swag. Mr. Mogul introduced us that. So shout out to all our big boys out there, the BHNs. And we're going to play this last track by Esther Mogul that I have that's never going to stop. And then we're going to come back and end the show. Sound like a plan, Black Reporter?
Sound like a plan.
All right, one last shout out to 803-917 and the 347. Al.
Mogul. Yeah. Only one rule. Take it to the top, I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop. I gotta put it down, that's how I do. Haters gonna hate, but that's my fuel. Wanna be job, but they can't rule. Tryna fix shit, but they ain't no tool. I go in on tracks, just like who? Why is it when? Yeah, I'm just too cool. You ain't sick and I got the flu. Tell me blessed as I go at you. I'm so damn gutter, I'm so damn real. I'm so damn S, these lanes know the deal. I don't love none, heart has no feel. Tell these hoes when it's dark and sealed. Unless you're D, and she's with S, and she's with me, and we are blessed. No in between, I'll squeeze your neck. Till you can't breathe, I'll sweep your flesh. Yes. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop. I'm free with my feet, I live what I say. I mean in these streets while these niggas is gay. I mean they ain't homo but they act that way. Cause when I go in they change they face. Say that they real and then they go fake. Lucky to God that we separate by states. Hating on me to stop my take. Over in progress but I'll never break. I'll never stop, I'll never pause. Take all of me, myself and my flaws. I'm governed by none, I follow no laws. Stand above all cause I'm too tall. Not like height, I mean like stature. Call me everything and that's more than a rapper. More like mogul, more like boss. I'm powered by God so I move like a horse. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. Shit done changed, my circle is tighter and I'm done with lanes. They know who they are, I say no names. I go beast mode and I can't be tamed. I can't be held, but can't be strapped. Nine in the holster, semis in the back. Gotta kill them all cause these niggas is whack. I'm here for one thing, put the Bronx on the map. Once again, but we never left. Just with the title but I come for the belt. Braille bump niggas, I gotta be felt. Heating up tracks till the snares is melt. Kicks and all, I live the ball. Give one thing and this my all. 100%, 100 yes. And this is easy as nothing. S, S. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. I came from the bottom to the top, just know I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop.
Black Report, you still with me?
That was very forceful.
Which for me was very forceful. What the hell?
That was wild.
But that sound good. What the hell?
No. It's a good thing. I mean,
that's a good thing.
I mean, that's a good thing. Oh yeah.
Okay.
You know, it lets you know.
Still
hardcore
for
what,
a minute, Black Report?
Huh?
You still hardcore for a moment there?
Yeah, it was a little hardcore.
Because she's got a cold right now, but oh yeah, oh yeah, she's got this in her craw, and you know when Mimi's got something in her craw, oh, let me just say, it ain't nothing nice. Ain't nothing nice.
Okay, I guess I better get ready to call in.
All right, so.
I love y'all, and I'll see y'all.
The
lovely hostess, excuse me, co-host, the lovely hostess of the Quickie Expose.
Mm-hmm. I see y'all. When Quest come and play with me, I haven't played with her all day.
See you on the
other
side.
Don't give them no ideas.
Hey, let them think what they want to think, because you know what my head is right now. Hey, it's what it is, honey. I ain't play with my BBW all day.
Stop it.
It's my turn, goddammit.
Ooh,
y'all need to stop it. Y'all making a fat girl blush. Ooh.
She said making a fat girl blush. I make it right, baby. It won't be the time.
Shout out to OW. Hey, sexy dubs.
Hi, OW.
Shout out to OW. OW just came in here. Hey, babe. Say how?
Ow.
What's
love,
up,
O.W.? I love you all. Hey, baby, love you all. Well, shout out to O.W. Captain, my captain, Al. He could be my captain, save a hole any day. No, I'm just playing.
hey, hold on. I'm supposed to be that. I'm mad right now.
Why are you mad?
Because I'm that captain, save a
hole. Oh, you a captain, save a hole?
I didn't lose it. I'm not in it.
Yeah, Captain. You're a sidekick, Captain.
Yeah. Yeah. My sidekick's in a bag.
You see how raunchy she did, y'all?
You see a black duffel bag.
We're about to go get raunchy, though.
Huh?
We're about to go get raunchy, y'all. We're about to go get raunchy. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for holding us down.
Yeah.
Oh, see, she already choking on me.
Damn. All
what?
Right. Oh, shout out to my shout out to my guest. Huh?
You made us a promise.
What? I made you a promise.
Yeah, you made us a promise before we got out of here tonight.
I know. I'm going to keep my promises. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to give my quick shout out, 803-347, the guest 555, blah, blah, 5447, Henny Heck, and Mama Mogul, and Mrs. Mogul, and Esther Mogul. Thank y'all for Trifling Lady C, and Black Reporter, as always, and Miss Candy, and OW. Thank y'all for stopping by, showing me love. Thank y'all for checking out Phone Fantasy Radio Live. We'll be back here Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Bedroom Booms and Dooms, share your best and worst bedroom stories. And by popular demand, I'm going to play our little theme song, and then we out of here one time. Okay, wait, where is it at? Okay, here you go. All right. What are the perfect night?
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong, but big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina, vagina, they call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina,
vagina.
They call that thing vagina. In the moon.